Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. I'm interested in the ability of public art to address the environment while at the same time improve the art profile of a city and its environmental reputation. I became interested after seeing The Lagoon, designed by artist Mary Miss from New York, behind the Des Moines Art Center, where visitors can sit below the surface and look at the water at eye level, thus seeing insects, birds, and fish at a very rare and unusual perspective. I could not see it in this way unless I was swimming, and then with ripple and wave effects. So today, I'm exploring how art and culture can improve the environment and make the Quad Cities more sustainable at the same time. The City as a Living Lab, directed by Mary Miss, employs artists and scientists who work together. It has come up with some interesting designs that reinforce new and more sustainable thinking and behavior. In one Colorado city, the studio marked the 100-year flood line in the city with blue cylinders. They were mounted on light poles, trees, and buildings. Following a flash flood in the city, the citizens fared much better than those in nearby cities without the marked floodplain. In other words, citizens behaved as they should because they were well acquainted with floodplain risk. In another city, Mary Miss designed lighting on smokestacks. When red, citizens were warned not to use excessive water since the sewers would overflow and flood levels rise. When blue, city residents could use and enjoy water normally, as they always do. Behavior was changed, but in a stunning way. In Miami, Florida, youth chalked the 6-foot sea level rise for residents along Biscayne Boulevard in that city. Art and culture can help nurture sustainable communities by generating, revealing, and redefining the value of the environment in the Quad Cities, the Mississippi River. Public art is a reflection of how we see the world, with artists and scientists responding to our time and place, combined with our own sense of who we are. We can affect environmental change in a number of beautiful ways.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.